Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, we are asking toss-up questions to get you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. Rob, this is our second one of the day. Earlier, we had a toss-up question. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites against the Broncos. Do you think that is more about Chiefs respect in a big-time matchup against a team in their division, or do you think it is more about the Broncos and Vegas and the public not believing in the 8-2 start that they have put together? So if you want to chime on that, you certainly can. 913-586-7965. The next question I'll ask you before we play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, is this. Rob, if you could press a button right now and you could turn one of these players into an all-pro player, would you press the button for Rashee Rice or George Karlaftis? Because as the Chiefs continue to move forward and grow with Patrick Mahomes as their starting quarterback, you lose Chris Jones, you lose Travis Kelce, and now you have to create new stars, new dynamic players to continue the incredible standard that has been created here in Kansas City. So you got to create more all-pro impact kind of players. Right now, if you could press the button and you could turn Rashee Rice into one of those guys, and being an all-pro wide receiver, we're talking about Ja'Marr Chase. We're talking about Justin Jefferson. We're talking about being a dog at that position. Or do you think it's George Karlaftis and turning him into truly one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League? If you could press the button right now and turn one of them into an all-pro, which one would you pick?
This is a very, very good toss-up question. And I think my answer is going to be unpopular. So I will apologize in advance to text line for the unpopular answer. But I think the answer is very obvious. I think it's George Karlaftis. That is no disrespect to Rashee Rice, but I've seen Patrick Mahomes win a Super Bowl with me, you, and Bink at wide receiver. I mean, that MVS, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore wide receiver group won a Super Bowl. He went back to the Super Bowl with a group last year that featured a rookie and then other guys, like just dudes. Like, he has made it work in the past. So knowing that Chris Jones isn't as productive today as he was in the prime of his career, and knowing the issues the D-line has, and knowing that Patrick Mahomes can kind of turn water into wine when it comes to mediocre wide receiver play, I would take Karlaftis. Also, I'm assuming in this scenario, I get to keep Xavier Worthy. Now, Xavier Worthy might not be an all-pro one day. I don't know that's his ceiling, but he's still a good, productive NFL player. I think he's a viable wide receiver in the league. So I take George Karlaftis, and I don't think this toss-up is very hard, but I think the text line would view it differently because it's always give Pat more, and that's fine. But Chris Jones starting to age out of being one of those type of dominant defensive linemen. And if I could lock George Karloftis into being Max Crosby, you have to take that opportunity. You just do.
But let me ask you this, because I think the other side of the argument would be this. If you had to say like a year with Patrick Mahomes, right? Like 2007 Brady or 2011 Aaron Rodgers, for example, who do you think, or which version of Mahomes do you think is the best? Because I think most people would say 2021 Patrick Mahomes is the best that we've seen so far in 2018. So the best version of Patrick Mahomes, so unlocking and getting the most out of your franchise generational quarterback, has usually been centered around you giving him one of those talents that we're talking about. In 2018, you had two of those guys. You had a top five receiver in the National Football League. You had the best tight end in the National Football League. On the other side, in 2021, now you lost Tyreek Hill, but you had 1,400-yard, double-digit touchdown Travis Kelce and MVP Patrick Mahomes to unlock things. So I certainly understand the argument that you were making about George Karloftis. And in this hypothetical, there's really no bad answer. This is turning one of them into a elite potential Hall of Fame kind of player. But I think you can make an argument that giving Mahomes one of these kind of weapons turns him back into a guy that can be a 5,000-yard passing, 40-plus, 50-touchdown kind of guy, and just instead of you having a good offense, you could have potentially the best offense in the National Football League, where I think you would agree, in 2025 and beyond, having the best offense in the NFL is probably the side that you want to be on.
I understand that side of the argument. I really do. Because if you were to tell me, basically what you said was, hey, 2018 Patrick Mahomes was his best. He had Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, he had Sammy Watkins, he had Mecole Hardman, it was just an abundance of more. He was the MVP, he had 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. Hey, cool. Like, I agree with everything you're saying. But man, 2022 Patrick Mahomes also won an MVP. 2022 Patrick Mahomes, now there's more games, threw for 5,000 yards and 40-plus touchdowns. And he was doing it with, you're right, prime Travis Kelce. But outside of prime Travis Kelce, what else did he have out there in 2022? And he made it work to the tune of a Super Bowl and his second best statistical season. If you're telling me I get to keep Xavier Worthy, a really productive NFL wide receiver who I think with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes will always have a chance to be somewhere when healthy between a 700, 1,000 yard guy. If I get to keep him and that guy's on my roster and I have Patrick Mahomes, I feel like I have a chance to have him recreate 2022. Maybe not every season, but I have that ability. And also, the other thing here is, when we point to 2018, which was his best statistical year, the Chiefs didn't win a Super Bowl because their defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. 2022, they did. Their defense was super young and was much higher quality. So if I have to sacrifice 50 touchdowns to go down to 35 or 40, but I get an elite defensive player and my chances of winning rings goes up, that's how I'm going to do it. Everyone loves Ja'Marr Chase. Everyone loves Justin Jefferson. And it ain't like those guys are racking up Lombardis by being the best receiver in the league. I think give me a B-tier wide receiver in Xavier Worthy, a B-minus tier, whatever, and Patrick Mahomes, an elite defensive player, and I think I'm in a good spot every year to have the Arrowhead Invitational.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We have a yearly tradition. After the bye week, we do one interview with Patrick Mahomes where we don't ask him a football question. We'll play that for you coming up in just a bit. We had Matt Verderam on the show yesterday, and we asked him, why is this Broncos game so important? Here was his answer.
I'll take it a step further. Chiefs lose this game, you're really looking at, like, they might miss the playoffs. Like, they really might not get in. But I think the next 2 weeks of the season, man, like, if they win this game and they beat Indy, I actually think they're going to run the table. Like, I don't think they're going to lose any of those last six games. But they need to play more consistent football. They have looked like the best team in football for a large chunk of the year. They've also played horrendous football at certain points.
That was Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. Rob, you and I haven't talked about this component of the game, and I think it's a good time to do it. I know the NFL sells every game matters. All 17 weeks, you got to watch every single one. You can't miss it. Every game matters. But we also are around, right? You feel that there is a different energy for this game than for this game. Certain games have more anticipation, more hype, more buzz, more meaning. There's rivalries. Like, not every Chiefs regular season game is built evenly. Rob, you and I remember what the tickets looked like a couple of weeks ago for that Monday night football game against the Commanders. It was a lot of ho-hum energy about that one. I think, and it makes sense, Chiefs fans have, I don't want to say taken the regular season for granted, but there have been very few gotta have it really important, this means everything regular season games. There's a couple of games with a nice little buzz. You know, they play the Eagles earlier in the year or the game against the Buffalo Bills. You know, they have a couple of those. But for the most part, we don't really see the Chiefs in a fight in the regular season. It's been a while since that's been the case. What I'm really excited about for Sunday, what I'm really excited about this matchup is the Chiefs are in a legitimate fight for the division. I made this point yesterday, but if you ask Patrick Mahomes, you ask Andy Reid, hey, what are you guys' goals for the beginning of the season? When you sit down and you have your first team meeting, what are the goals that you talk about? They always say, goal number one, win your division. Win your division means you are guaranteed to make the postseason, you are guaranteed to have a home playoff game, and that is where we start. There is a team, for the first time in a while, that is threatening and challenging that. So just as a sports fan, as a football fan, as somebody who lives in Kansas City and covers this stuff, I'm really curious to see how the Chiefs come out and respond. The Chiefs, I thought, came out with very lackadaisical energy in the first game of the season. This is the game that you were supposed to have circled. Now, maybe it was time difference, Brazil, field. Remember they had that long delay, whatever it was. But I think we would agree, if you go back, the Chiefs came out really slow, didn't play nearly well enough in that first game of the season. And I mentioned it, the Chiefs get a second chance at that. So I'm really curious to see how the Chiefs respond, what they've been working on, what kind of energy they come out with. Because I agree with this. If you were telling me the Chiefs play their A game and the Broncos play their A game, I believe the Chiefs win that game. What if the Chiefs play a B-minus game? What if the Chiefs play a C-plus game? In this environment, coming off 2 weeks of rest, knowing how important this is. So part of me is just really excited to see how the Chiefs respond to all of this. And there is a team that is challenging what you have. There is a team that is walking around thinking that the AFC West and the division is theirs. Are you going to go in and crush them and eliminate any hope that they have of potentially winning this division? I just want to see how the Chiefs come out, how they play at the energy. I want to see how the Chiefs respond on Sunday.
I am very, now I would say this, and this is going to make me sound like a Debbie Downer, and that's fine. Weren't we saying a lot of similar things 2 weeks ago in the Bills game? Like outside the bye week part and the division week part, if I were to have cut a segment from 11, the first week of November, or maybe the last week of October leading into Halloween, wouldn't you have been saying a lot of the same things about the Buffalo game? Hey, this is a chance for you to show you're the bully again, the AFC. This is a chance to reestablish your dominance. This is a chance to show when we have our A game, no one can stop us. We're the still creme de la creme, the AFC. And it didn't feel like the Chiefs felt that urgency in the Bills game. It felt like the Bills had that urgency. It felt like the Bills knew the magnitude of the game. It felt like they matched the moment. It didn't feel like the Chiefs did. The Chiefs kind of had this a regular season game energy. They lost. They're now 5-4. We're saying a lot of the same things going into the Denver game. So I agree with you, but last time we said these things, I don't think the Chiefs met the call. So why do I think they're going to meet the call this time?
That's the million-dollar question, and we'll see. Because I'm with you. That was a game that, hey, you're thinking you want to see. It's a really important tiebreaker game, and the Chiefs lost that game. If they come out like that again, and they're 5-5, the Chiefs are not winning their division, and then the question's going to be, can the Chiefs figure it out with the final 7 weeks that they have, get going, get right, play 5-2, 6-1 football down the stretch, and be a hot team heading into the postseason? We'll get to that coming up more on the other side, but at this time every Wednesday, we catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, a remarkable. remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Each and every week, we are joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and his appearance is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit Telly.com today. Well, each year we have a tradition where after the bye week, we have an interview with Patrick Mahomes where we don't ask him any football questions. Well, today is that day, and our first question is about his appearance on College Game Day.
It was really cool. You know, obviously grew up watching College Game Day, still watch it to this day, and to be a part of that, to be in Lubbock, getting a big win against a good football team, I think the whole experience was just awesome, and it was something that I wanted to happen while I was in college, but I'm glad those guys are enjoying it now.
What was it like to go back? And obviously, it is about the team, and they have a chance to go to the college football playoff and win the Big 12. But I also feel like it was a celebration of your success. I saw you smiling on the sideline, man. You really looked happy to be there, and everybody is showing you love. What is it like to go back and receive that kind of love?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I always get that appreciation every time I go back to Lubbock. I mean, I spent so many great years there, and the people are just so awesome, and they treat you like family. And I think more than anything, more than even the stuff about me, I think you could tell people are just enjoying the moment. You know, this is a great football team that doesn't come around that very often, and so they're enjoying the moment, enjoying game day, enjoying the players on the field, and just getting to go out there and root on a great football team each and every week.
You went to Texas Tech. Coach Reed went to BYU. Have you given him any grief for the beatdown your school put on his?
No, not yet. I mean, that's a good football team, and obviously it's a team that we could possibly play in the Big 12 championship game if we were able to get there. So nothing too crazy yet. I mean, he can tell by when I walk by and give him a little smirk and stuff like that. But our goal is to win the Big 12, and that takes a couple more wins, and then win the Big 12 championship, and then see where that takes us.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is our no football question interview. Obviously, throughout the years, you and Coach Reed have developed a great relationship. What is the best thing? What's the greatest thing he's taught you off the field?
Yeah, I think it's about being the best person you can be every single time you walk out of the building. You know, like football is something that we love and that you want to be the best at it you could possibly be and have so much success. But how can you become a better person, a better man every single time you step in this building? And when you step out, be a better husband and father for your family. And that's something that he preaches from day one. And something that I take to heart is, like, I want to be the best quarterback I can possibly be the guy that goes out there and wins Super Bowls, but at the same time, I want to be a Super Bowl winner as a husband and a Super Bowl winner as a dad.
I'm guessing that there's not a lot of time in your life where it's just you. You know, you're married with kids. You're on a football team. You're just always around people. Whenever you're in the car, what are you doing? Are you on the phone? Are you listening to music? Are you listening to podcasts? What is a ride in the car like for you?
It kind of depends on the mood that I'm in. There's times where I'm listening to music, and I'm a guy that just goes to my songs and just hit shuffle. Like, I don't have a ton of, like, playlists except for, like, game day. So I just want to – I just listen to old music, new music, whatever that is. And then there's times I listen to podcasts, usually, like, comedy-style podcasts just to kind of keep the mood light. And then, obviously, there's times I got to be on the phone. I hate – sometimes those car rides are, like you said, are, like, sacred to me. I hate being on the phone. There's sometimes I got to handle some business things like that. And so – it's a mixture of them all, but my favorite is when I ride around my kids and we play like I Spy and stuff like that. And so those are the times that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
You were one of the people that, like, you frequently get shouted out in songs. Do you like when you get shouted out in songs? Do you have a favorite shout out that you've gotten so far in your career?
I would say my favorite one was J. Cole, and one of his songs on the I think it was called Ready 24 with Cameron. He shouted me out, and that's my favorite rapper. So, I mean, I think that was probably my favorite moment. But I think I like it to a extent, but at the same time, it's like if you get shouted out in the song, it's hard to listen to that with other people around, like if you're the one playing the song. If it comes on, you enjoy it, but you can't go out and put the song on that your name's in, if that makes sense.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, just asking him some non-football questions. Patrick, do you have a vacation spot that you would love to go to that you just haven't gone to yet?
I wouldn't say not necessarily. I mean, I went to Japan when I was really young, and I would love to go back and just see kind of the places that I was at. My dad was playing baseball over there. I think more than anything, I've always wanted to be like to an international soccer game, and I haven't got the experience of that. I've seen them played in the U.S., and I'm sure the World Cup will be amazing going to that this year. But I want to go and like see like Man City or Barcelona or one of these teams that has the history, because I love sports and I love seeing it play at the highest level.
When was the last time that you went to the movie theater?
I go more than you think, but I have a special way of going to the movie theater, where I've talked to some of the people at some of these movie theaters. But I like watching movies and stuff like that, so I make my way there. I just do it, and I'm not gonna give away my secrets. I do it in a way that not the people around me don't necessarily know that I'm there.
No, perfectly fine. What was the last movie you saw at the movie theater?
I didn't watch it, so I'm gonna have to watch it at home. But I wanted to watch The Smashing Machine with The Rock, his new movie. I'm trying to think of the last one. I can't think of the last one. I definitely watched one before this, but I saw Top Gun in movie theaters, and I think that was worth it. Like going to the theater and watching that movie, that new Top Gun, and getting the experience like that. That was one that I can vividly remember on top of my head.
When you were a kid, did you have a favorite wrestler?
Yeah, I would probably say John Cena, just because that was like my time. I watched a lot of wrestling growing up, but it wasn't like I was a super fan or anything like that. But I respect those guys and the athletic achievements that they do. And I know people say it's fake, but I've seen it up and close and personal. There's nothing fake about it.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes for a couple more minutes here. Patrick, you seem like somebody who's just super competitive at everything. Like, obviously, like, why are we playing this if we don't want to win? Do you like shuffleboard more or bags?
Bags for sure. I caught cornhole, but bags is definitely, I'm pretty competitive with that. And Brittany Mahomes is probably my best partner I've ever had. She's a sneaky, really good cornhole player.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. So if you're playing like, you call it cornhole, so I'm cool with calling it that. So you have a cornhole partner. Give me somebody like tomorrow, if you were playing beer pong, who is your beer pong partner going to be?
Beer pong probably Travis. I mean, he, me and him, we haven't played in a long time, but when I first got here, we used to dominate beer pong within the team. But cornhole, Brittany's my partner, and we do a lot of you get like the couples and you play. And my goal is, if I can just cover up the other guy that's playing, Brittany's going to dominate her side of the board. So she's very consistent and does a great job. And we kind of run our household when it comes to cornhole.
So my producer, Rob, he actually walked down the aisle to a Kane Brown song. And whenever you took the picture on your 30th birthday and you had the picture, you just don't know how excited Rob was. Can you tell us how you and Kane Brown became friends?
Yeah, I actually met him a long time ago at a concert, and I think just a really good dude, and someone that obviously makes really good music, and he's blown up even more and more as I've kind of went throughout my career. And his wife and my wife have become friends now, and they have young kids just like me, and so relates well. My kids love his music, and so for him to be able to come out and he was to the game and be there for my birthday, it was cool. It just speaks to the friendship that we've built over these years, and I have a ton of respect for the music that he makes, and you want to be around people that are at the top of their profession, and he is.
If you had to guess, do you think you have more glasses or shoes?
I would say shoes, but I mean, I have a lot of sunglasses too, so it's about to manage, because I don't even have enough room in my house. I mean, Oakley and Adidas both send me a ton of stuff, and so I don't know. I'd probably say shoes, but the glasses are right there.
You and I both love the movie Varsity Blues. I've been waiting for this interview to ask you this. Can you tell me why nobody cared about Billy Bob? Billy Bob was clearly struggling, clearly going through it. Billy Bob passed out on the middle of the field, and no one seemed to care about Billy Bob. That always hurts me about that movie.
Yeah, we've come a long way in football and the health part of that. And so, but you remember back in the day, especially in Texas high school football, it was like you're going to play until you pass out on the football field. And so Billy Bob was a vital role in that football team, and they wanted him out there on the football field.
If you had to pick a winner, who do you think wins, Odessa Permian or Wes Kanan?
I'm taking Odessa Permian, man. They were rolling, especially towards the end of the year. And then if you give them Boogie Miles, man, I mean, it might not even be close.
My boss, we were talking about this, and he was just like, I can't watch the scene with Boobie Miles whenever he realizes he's not going to play football anymore. That is one of those scenes that just breaks your heart.
It does 100%, man, and you feel that as a football player, man. You've played with guys, and you've been on different teams where guys have had bad injuries, man, and you put in so much work for it. I think the more I play, the more I feel kind of what he was feeling in that moment, especially in the times where he couldn't come back from injuries like that. And so, I'm glad that people can see that now, because, I mean, that is based on a true story and see how great of a football player that he was.
Do you ever have just a lazy Saturday where you, the kids, the wife, you can just chill at home? And do you have a comfort show? Do you have a show that is on a lazy Saturday? I just want to sit and watch The Office, for example.
I don't necessarily have a comfort show. I would say that in the off season, there's times, it hadn't happened much since I've had young kids, but I used to be Sundays and I would sit on the couch and watch golf, and I would always fall asleep for like 2 hours. You know, the round's like 6 hours long. I'd fall asleep for like 2 hours, take a nap, wake up, watch the last like 6 to 7 holes. And that used to be like my Sunday routine after working out all week and being around the family and stuff like that. But now with kids, man, there's not a lot of resting days, you know. Like, it's like you can get in there, you can maybe get a TV show, or they'll watch a game with you for about 30 minutes to an hour, and then it's like, let's move on to the next activity. So not a lot of lazy Saturdays and Sundays for me, maybe not until the kids are a little bit older.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show. We have a yearly tradition. After the bye week, we don't ask him any football questions. Patrick, we'll get back to normal next week. Good luck this week in Denver, my man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance on the show is brought to you by our friends at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Right now in the news, we got a quote from Eli Drinkwitz. We also got Darren Peterson information. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I want to say...
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, thanks again to Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Every year we have our no football question interview. He's always gracious enough to go along with this, so I want to say thanks to him. Rob, before we move to Eli Drinkwitz and Darren Peterson, I don't know if there is a movie character that has a cooler entrance in a movie than Lance Harbor does in Varsity Blues. Like, when you see Paul Walker walk on the screen for the first time, and he is the quarterback of the West Canaan Coyotes, that person looks like a movie star. You believe everything that they're telling you about Lance Harbor. Like, you believe he's going to Florida State. You believe that Lance Harbor one day is going to play in the National Football League. That moment where you see him and then he gets in the truck and you meet Tweeter and Billy Bob and Mox, that's an iconic movie scene right there. I love Varsity Blues.
Did you say that's the coolest moment? Because the coolest character introduction is the Joker in The Dark Knight. Period.
That's a good one. That's a good one. You make a good point. All right, that's a good one. After about 5 minutes of this bank robbery, you're like, oh, that's a Joker. Oh, that's kind of a theme. No, I can't argue that one. You might have got that one. I'll give you that one. Point Rob, you're up 7-0. I'll try to get back when I get another possession. All right, let's talk about your Kansas Jayhawks. Now, I am here to tell you guys, you remember about a month ago, I asked you guys, why do you not like the NBA? And if there's anything the NBA could do to get you on board. A lot of you said, oh, they just make too much money. Oh, I hate the load management. And those are all, if that's why you don't watch the NBA, that's perfectly fine. I am here to tell you right now that if you're a Kansas basketball fan, you have a favorite NBA team. It's Kansas. Their players are millionaires. Darren Peterson is load managing. I know he's dealing with cramps. That's what they want me to believe. They want me to believe that he didn't play in the Fort Hayes game. He played a half in their season opener game, which makes sense. Hey, you got to show up for the boosters, and hey, these are the people that are paying your salary. All right, I'll play in that game. He then played in the North Carolina game, played, what, 34 minutes against North Carolina out of 40, didn't really get off the court. So he played on Friday night. They got Saturday off. He practiced on Sunday, practiced on Monday, did the shoot around on Tuesday, and then at night's like, you know what? I can't go, coach. No, it's load management. Now, I'm not even mad at KU for load managing. I'm honestly not mad at all. If I was a surefire number one pick, you know what I'm not doing? Playing in these scrimmages you guys got me in. Hey, when you guys play Princeton on Saturday, I'll be there for that one. When you guys play Mizzou or Duke or Syracuse or Notre Dame, I will play in those games. But these scrimmages that do not help my draft stock at all, and the worst thing that could happen is I go out here, twist the ankle, twist the knee, and I lose future earnings, I'm not playing in those games. So maybe it's Darren that's making the call. Maybe it's Bill Self that is making the call, and they are just on the same page about what this kid's future is. But you cannot tell me right now that they are not load managing their best player. That's what it looks like to me.
I mean, it definitely feels that way. I mean, he played 30 minutes against Carolina. He played a half against Louisville. He played a half against Green Bay. And the other games, I'm going to watch from the side. He got a very good seat to watch. I'll say this, and maybe this is a little bit Chicken Little by me as a Kansas fan. I hope it's load management. I hope it's nothing more serious. It was a hamstring. Now it was cramps, or may I have those backwards. You know, stuff's tightening up. I hope that after we get through this run of games that largely will not impact the season anyway. Princeton, Corpus Christi, those. After that, if he's not there for any number of Notre Dame, Syracuse, Duke, UConn, NC State, Missouri, if he starts missing those, it's a sign of a larger injury. As a KU fan, that does scare me. But I think he'll play all those games. And if he does, then I think you would circle back and say they're managing his minutes.
I'm 100% with you. KU, they start playing real games on Saturday. I expect Darren Peterson to be there. But this game at home against Texas A&M Corpus Christi, no, y'all got that. Y'all good. That is not part of my NIL package that I signed up for. I'm not playing in those games. I actually think we're going to start seeing more of this. I think we're going to start seeing more of this with the top guys. If you got to go to college, and nothing wrong with going to college, you get 1 year of just being, you still get a chance to be a kid. You can make good money. You can play in the NCAA tournament. You can do all those things. It's great. But if you think if I'm AJ DeBanza that I'm playing in this game against Delaware, no, I'm not. I'm not playing in those games. The same way that college kids have just signed up for, we're not playing in these bowl games that don't mean anything. Them playing a home game against Texas A&M Corpus Christi, that is the exact same as a bowl game. I'm not playing these games anymore. Because if I go out here and I shred up my knee and I was supposed to be the number one overall pick and now I'm the 19th overall pick, you guys are not going to make up the difference for me financially and what that means. So I honestly don't have a problem with the load management at all. I don't want you guys to take that. I'm just simply telling you, you cheer for an NBA team now. Everything about Kansas basketball is like the Oklahoma City Thunder. You can't tell me it's any different right now. We finally got it. It took us a while. I never thought we'd get an NBA team in our lifetime. Kansas City has an NBA team. It's Kansas. I just saw it yesterday. All right, I want to play this for you. This is Eli Drinkwitz. He was on Tiger Talk. A lot of Missouri fans are mad at these comments. You know what? I'm not mad at him. Here's Eli Drinkwitz.
And there's always something to play for. I talked about this in the SEC media days, okay? We got to get out of this. Oh, man, it's playoffs or bust. Yes, again, we're shooting for the moon. We're going to put our whole self into that. But only 12 teams make the playoffs, and we put ourselves in position in November to be there. Okay, didn't get it done. I got that. But if the season only counts for 12 football teams, and we got 127 Division I playing football teams, that math's not going to math very well. That math's not going to math very well, okay? Football is more than just the playoff potential. And, again, we were there. We were there. We didn't get it done. But, you know, there's a whole heck of a lot to be proud of. There's a whole heck of a lot to play for. Again, when I took over, we didn't go to a bowl game. We had NCAA probation, all right? And ever since then, we've been going to a bowl game. And, you know, there's a lot of programs right now that would trade us spots. I had a coach text me today. Said, Coach, there's a lot of programs in the country that would trade for the number of wins your team has. And that's a perspective that most people don't have.
I understand if you are a Missouri fan being disappointed that this team is not going to go to the college football playoff. The talent looked like it was there. The schedule was there. They certainly have spent when it comes to NIL. There's no question. So I understand a measure of disappointment. But I don't really know if you can disagree with what Eli Drinkwitz is saying. And this is what I've been saying now for the last couple of weeks, whether it's with Penn State, LSU, there is an unrealistic expectation for every Power Four school now because everybody can start paying players. And almost every program thinks they're better than what they are. If the expectation at the University of Missouri is to now every season be a top four team in the SEC, which is basically what you need to be a college football playoff team. If that's the expectation every year, you are going to be unhappy almost every single season in college football. That now that we have devalued every other bowl game, what would you deem as success? Because we have 100 years of information in college football where there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, that if your team won 9 games and went to the Music City Bowl or the Holiday Bowl or the Alamo Bowl, you felt like you had a good season. Now we're just saying that winning 9 games, winning your bowl game, winning 10 games, we're going to deem that to be a failure because you didn't make the college football playoff. I understand if that's the feeling at Ohio State. I understand if that's the feeling at LSU or Georgia or some of these programs. But now if we're saying that Missouri as a program is holding themselves to playoff or bust standards, I'm telling you, you will just always be unhappy with your college football team. And what I think you are going to see over the next 5 to 10 years is a lot of these teams are going to just churn through these coaches trying to chase a ceiling that you have a very, very small window of hitting. A lot of it just feels like Indiana envy. Every program thinks they should be Indiana. Well, if it ain't that easy. If that was the case, then every team should be the 2014 and 2015 Royals. Every small market team should just be that. I think we saw that's a once-in-a-generational thing that happened. We haven't seen the A's win a championship in our lifetime. Minnesota win one since 1991. It's really, really hard to do. So I'm not here to make excuses for Missouri. I thought this season was going to go a little bit different. I thought they were going to be better than this. But I can't argue with what he's saying. If the expectation now for every Power 4 school is if you don't make the college football playoff, then your season was a failure, then just that is an unrealistic expectation for so many people and just chasing a measure of unhappiness that you will always have with your college football program. Winning 9 games and winning your bowl game matters. It does. It has to matter. Or what are we doing this thing when it comes for college football? This is not the NFL where there's a salary cap and everybody has the same resources and access to players in the draft. That is not how this thing works. And I think people think now because everybody can pay that you can just buy your way to the top. There's a lot more that goes into it than that. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we've been asking toss-up questions today. One of the toss-up questions that we asked were, the Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. Do you think that means that the public has a ton of respect for Kansas City, or do you think that means that the public doesn't believe in the Denver Broncos? I also asked the question, if you could turn Rashee Rice or George Karlaftis into an all-pro, which player would you pick? I'll give you our next toss-up question coming up at the top of the hour. If you also missed it in the show, we were joined by Jim Nantz earlier today. We also were joined by Patrick Mahomes. We'll replay Jim Nantz coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Appreciate you guys being here with us on 96.5 The Fan. I'm going to tell you guys something that maybe you didn't know, and maybe you guys did, but I didn't know. So right now on ESPN, there is a story, and on the story, it says early top 25 NFL free agents for next season. So I looked at it because I was kind of curious, and I scrolled down, and I was scrolling, and I recognized a lot of the names on this list, and then I got to one, and honestly, it made me do a little bit of a double take. Jalen Watson was 15th on this list. Rob, listen to this. Jalen Watson is not a marquee name, but he is one who has certainly generated buzz when it comes to free agents with teams. Quote, he is going to have a nice market. And also, his contract is going to surprise some people. Because the Chiefs have to make a decision about Trent McDuffie, it could force Jalen Watson to go elsewhere this offseason. That's really interesting to me. It makes a lot of sense. Jalen Watson has been a very, very good corner. He has been healthy. He is going to be 27 years old. If you are going to get one nice contract in your career, it's right now if you're Jalen Watson. Now, what does that look like? How much money do we think he could potentially get? I mean, Christian Fulton got, what, 2 years, $20 million in the offseason. I think that Jalen Watson would get a little bit more than he is going to end up getting. This is also a player. I'd be a little bit surprised if the Chiefs paid him just because I believe they're about to give Trent McDuffie a big contract this offseason, and usually their motto has been, let's just start over at the position. They've done a good job drafting corners, developing corners, so you would thank Jalen Watson for everything that he's done, but the same way that Snead went to go play for somebody else, the same way that Charvarius Ward went to go play for somebody else, I'm sure there's some other corners that we can name that are escaping me in the short term. I think that's going to end up being the case for Jalen Watson. The fact that he pops up on this list as a top 15 free agent at the end of the season, and if I told you the guys that he's behind, there's a lot of guys that you know. I'm talking Mike Evans is on this list. We talked a lot about Jalen Phillips this offseason, Isaiah Likely. Like, these are guys that you heard of, guys that you know. Now, I'm guessing some of these guys are going to end up re-signing with their team. Some of these guys are going to end up getting the franchise tag. We could be looking at Jalen Watson being a top 10 free agent next year.
It kind of reminds me of the year that I think it was the Niners, because he's a Colt now. The Niners gave all that money to Charvarius Ward. Because I remember going into that offseason, you and I just saw the Ward pending contract a little bit different. I felt like he plays a premium position. The number is going to surprise you. You kind of felt like, hey, he's not that guy at corner. And no one would confuse Charvarius Ward for that guy at corner. But the fact that the little write-up says his contract will surprise people, I think he's going to get a lot more money than the Chiefs willing to dole out and that Chiefs fans are willing to dole out to Jalen Watson. I think he might be one of those people where you say at the end of free agency, you paid a great price for a good player. And that's not a good business to be in if you're the Chiefs. So this is no disrespect to Jalen Watson, who I think is a good player, and a tremendous find by Brett Veach's staff to turn a seventh round pick into a guy that might make real, real money in free agency. But there is absolutely no reason if you're the Chiefs to re-sign him. None. Especially if ESPN is saying his contract will surprise you. That doesn't sound like he's getting a little more than Christian Fulton. That sounds like he's getting Charvarius Ward's contract, and no Chiefs fan would Ward to get the contract he got in San Francisco. No one. That you restart the position and you build around 22.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe he gets the Charvarius Ward deal. Like, I'm looking at, I mean, Charvarius Ward got 3 for $54, who currently now plays for the Colts. I don't think we're talking about that high.
You don't think he's getting 3 for $54? He's a top 15 free agent and plays corner in the NFL?
Yeah, Ward also, you got to remember, Ward went to San Francisco, kind of turned himself into a Pro Bowl caliber player. He then had the personal tragedy, what happened, wanted to go sign with a new team, and then ended up signing that deal. I could see him getting, I mean, I'm looking at some of these deals right now. I think I'm looking at 4 for $48. That team to me seems like a fair contract. That's what Nate Hobbs got for the Green Bay Packers. 4 for $48 seems fair. Basically a 2-year deal. You give him a little bit of guaranteed money. And then when Jalen Watson turns 30 years old, you can get out of the contract. That to me seems about right for him.
If that's the contract, I stand by my statement. The Chiefs should not be paying Jalen Watson that number. And again, that's no disrespect to Jalen Watson, who I think has earned that number in the league. The Chiefs just have to be more picky than most teams about contracts. And Jalen Watson getting 4 for $48 is not smart cap management this offseason. I know that Jawan Taylor's number comes off the books, but Jalen Watson feels like a prime, thank you for your service, go get paid, we'll give you a nice video when you come back to Arrowhead one day candidate. He doesn't feel like the Chiefs are going to lock him in for a long-term type of deal.
Text line 913-586-7965. We'll get back to our Chiefs toss-ups coming up at the top of the hour. CDOT, do you think this is a testament to Jalen Watson or indicative of a weak free agent class? This is the thing about the National Football League. There's really not that many great players that just outright hit free agency. It's not like the other sports. Every player in Major League Baseball has the opportunity to hit free agency. Just with the way that the sport works. Every player in the NBA gets the ability to hit free agency. So LeBron, Steph, KD, those guys all re-sign with their teams. But everybody gets a chance to be a free agent. That's not the way football works. Because of the franchise tag, because you don't want to gamble on yourself because of the injury risk, it's just designed for you to stay on one team. So, like, I'm sitting here looking at it. If you were telling me that Daniel Jones is a top five free agent, it goes to show you everything. Quarterbacks don't hit free agency. I would say superstar wide receivers rarely hit free agency. True impact pass rushers also don't hit free agency. So if there's a large group of players that are never available on the market, it leaves, I would say, guys like Jalen Watson. He is a number two, number three corner in the league that his team is going to make the decision. We rather draft and have a rookie contract and start over than pay you what you and I are going about, a four-year, $60 million deal with 30-something million guaranteed. So I don't think that's really an indictment on Jalen Watson. I would just say that's the system that the NFL has, that a guy like Jalen Watson, you kind of want him to hit free agency. You want a Colin Saunders to hit free agency. You want a Tershawn Wharton. Those guys have played exceptionally well for you, and now their rookie contract had expired when by far and away you get the best deal for that player. And now that he's about to be a veteran player on a big-time deal, the name of the game is starting over. This is why when we talk about the trade deadline and why you just don't want to trade third, fourth, and fifth round picks all the time is because the best thing to have is taking that third round pick, turning it into Jalen Watson, and instead of having to trade for this player, you now got that guy on a four-year, $6 million contract. And that's why rookie contracts are so important. That's why rookie contracts are so valuable. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to get back to our toss-ups for the Chiefs and Broncos. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.